5.
Baby, hurry
four,
up. The show about to start.
Three,
okay.
2, 1.
You already know who it is, Scoop Grady, and this is the Inside Scoop, y'all. What's going on out there? Today is November 25th, 2017, y'all. And we got that bipolar weather coming in, man. One minute it's hot, one minute it's cold, next minute it's cool, then right back to a blizzard, you know. So we got a lot to talk about. So before we get started, I'm gonna give it up to my guest for the day, man. He decided to come back, man. Once you come on the show, you never can get rid of him. You know what I'm saying? So please give it up for Mike Diggity Dow. Mike, what's going on with you, man?
Nothing much. Another day, another dollar.
You enjoying this, ain't you, being on this show? I see.
Love it.
Nah, I think you just like to argue.
Sometimes
you like to.
Man.
Well, it's going to be me and Mike solo today, man, but we got a lot to talk about, man. So I'm going to get right into it, yo. So Jocelyn Hernandez decides to throw a diss track at the one and only Cardi B, man. Did you hear about that?
I tried not to hear about that. What was that?
Dog, you heard it?
I could really understand what she's saying.
I couldn't understand that neither, like, dog.
John, what are you talking about?
Bruh, I have no clue what she was saying, but
she
was sounding like she was spitting that fire.
Well, you can play it right now for being heard.
I refuse to play it right now. No.
I heard that more. Is this a joke?
No, this is for real. This is real life.
You call that beefing?
Man, she was talking about her teeth. Talk about the blood issue, like you a blood. Who co-signed it for you, bitch? I'm like, damn. She said that because all I heard was, man, y'all most and I'm most.
I thought he was serious, man. We got two people that can really talk English, battling each other.
Cardi B sound, you know, she sound normal. She just got a big tongue, she said. That's why she talked the way she do.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
What's his name? Takeoff like it? Shit.
Man, Takeoff gonna take off.
Shit, niggas got on his knees at a concert.
Man.
It's tough.
You believe that?
Tough.
Hey, salute the Takeoff. No, it wasn't Takeoff, was it? I thought it was Offset.
Oh, my bad. Hey. My bad, Takeoff. Offset, my bad.
Right. Offset is the one that got down on their knee for Cardi B.
You left me on Bad and Bougie, do I look out like I'm Bad and Bougie?
Oh, man. Hey, next we got Derrick Rose decided to take a leave of absence.
Saying that, man.
To really think about his future in the NBA, man.
Man, he might go on retire, man. Because he said it, what, 3.5 years ago, I remember he said when he was at the Bulls, I don't think about playing basketball. I'm thinking about my son's future. You're 25 years old. What are you talking about?
Is he
man?
25?
He's 30 now. But at the time, he was talking about retirement. We played with the Bulls when we got hurt last time, something like that.
Yeah. I feel what Derrick Rose is going through, man, because, you know, he get injured every year.
Yeah, he frustrated right now.
I believe it's...
But he going to retire. I mean, he paid. I mean, why don't we go ahead and enjoy the rest of your 30s?
I don't want to say retire, though. I don't think he need to retire yet. You know what I'm saying? He on the right team to get a ring, you know, so yeah. I think LeBron going to give him that ring that he want. You know, D-Wade is on there, too.
But sometimes, you know, when your body can't give you that full goal no more. He know his body. He know he ain't the MVP as he used to be, that had that goal, that MVP year. He don't have it no more. He's not that guy no more. So it's like, it's kind of affecting his feelings. Like, I ain't got the goal no more. I don't have the goal no more. I'm not the golden child no more. I don't have it.
Right. I mean, you walking away from a lot of money. And I understand it ain't all about money, but walking away from a lot of money, dog.
See, last count, you had $100 million contract. You're good.
Yeah, you walking away from $100 million. You know, I know life is hard. You know, you get injured every year.
Every year you get hurt.
Every year, literally. Every year. I mean, but damn, dog.
Well, for instance, the receiver from Detroit Lions, Megatron, he retired, remember? Now he's trying to come back because he felt like the team wasn't winning. But
I mean, Detroit balling, though.
They balling now. I mean, he ain't playing with them now.
So?
Like, I don't want to keep on a winning team and I'm keep losing.
I mean, sometimes you got to realize it's time to let go. In Calvin Johnson's eyes, he felt like it was time to let go. He took the record, you know what I'm saying, for receiving. So what more do you want? What more do I need to do?
He wanted to win.
If he really wanted to win, he would have been left Detroit. He would have left Detroit a long time ago if he wanted to ring.
I think he had like 10-year, maybe 7-year, 8-year contract, though. He couldn't leave. Like, he had a contract still.
But still, though, why would you sign a contract extension with Detroit if you really – like, at that time he was playing, bro, the Lions wasn't really that good.
For the San Zeros on that check, like the I stay.
Right.
Yeah, what you want me to sign?
That's like Damian Lillard. How many zeros on that check? Oh, yeah, I stay in Portland. Ain't nothing really in Portland, but.
Not in Portland. I'm gonna stay in Portland.
Right, man. But I mean, hey. But like, I don't know, man. A lot of people feel that, you know, you should stay where. You should stay in. What's it I'm looking for? What Damian Lillard? He's like, I couldn't belittle myself like KD did to go somewhere that a team is already built.
Already established.
Yeah.
I mean, that sound good for you.
You wouldn't do that?
Hell
nah.
I'm
why?
Look, I'm trying to win. I got money.
You're trying to win. Exactly. So why?
But the team not giving me nothing to win with. I'm here. Like Kevin going to, if he would have left, he would never got a ring ever in his career. If he would have went to Boston, he would have never got a ring. But never seen a ring.
We trying to get a ring here. It ain't about, you know, I understand it's about competition, but if you can't beat them, man, like they say, you might as well join the motherfuckers. He been trying for 10 years to get there, and it ain't working his way. It's time to try something different, dog.
Yeah, it's time for him to get traded and leave.
It's time to try something different, dog. That's why I don't understand how people can straight look at that and be like, man, oh, he a sucker. He this, he that. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, come on, dog. You would do the same thing.
It start off with the money, then. If you play and you got the money, at the end of the day, it's not all about the money. Like, damn, man, I want to have the money and win, too.
He got money.
But I want to win. Like, you know what I'm saying? He want
to win. D-Rose got money. You know what I'm saying? But he chasing. I think Rose should finish this year out and determine after that what he should do.
Yeah, he should. But
you know, next. Man, I don't even know why this dude. He's getting the Scoop of Poop Award also, dog. I'm sorry. Tyrese. The cops rushed Tyrese's house, man, for a fake kidnapping video.
Tyrese?
You didn't see that?
It's on Michael Blacksmith.
Yeah. Like I said, man. The cops rushed Tyrese's house and was about to arrest him because it was a fake video of him kidnapping Michael Blackston. Bro, are you serious? That's what we doing now?
That's for real?
That was, they say the cops rushed to the crib, dog.
To Michael Blackston?
First of all, Michael Blackston is acting like he's getting kidnapped, butt naked in his boxers. Bro, you doing this for acting? Somebody playing peekaboo around here, dog.
So what happened when the cops came, though? They found it was a joke or something?
Yeah, to explain to them, dog, that was a joke.
Oh, man, that's funny, man.
That's ridiculous. So we out here acting. We acting to make it seem like you tough out here. That's what I got out of all that.
He probably, I'm pretty sure, what's his name, reached out to him and told me, dude, do that bullshit. Michael Blackman, we kept making jokes.
I wouldn't put it past him, but he reached out to him. Come on, goddamn.
That's there. The police, somebody called the cops on him?
Right. So somebody, I don't know, dog.
That's funny.
That's crazy, dude. That's what we doing? That's what we do now.
L.A.
Right, L.A. Hey, Tyrese.
Only in Hollywood get away with that shit.
You continue to get worser and worser.
That shit in Ferguson.
Nah, don't do that in Ferguson, man. Hey, don't do that in Ferguson, not happening, man.
Only in Hollywood.
No. Last but not least, LeVar Ball speaks out about Donald Trump and that little tweet he put up about his kids saying thank you to him for getting them kids back to China. You know what I'm saying? And LeVar had a great freaking point, dog. Yeah, like,
I like what he said.
Yeah, like, why should I thank you for doing this? This is something that, you know, this is something you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? If you really care for the people, bro. You know, you're the president. If you really care for the people, then you shouldn't be asking for nothing in return, man. Why do somebody gotta, I mean, I understand you should say thank you. You know what I'm saying? That's the nice thing to say, but really, his daddy could have got him out, I feel.
I don't know, man. They stole. That's like,
you don't think so?
That's like 3 years, 10 years in China, man.
His daddy would have got him out.
They stole from three different stores.
Like you said, I mean, LeVar made it, you know, he was like, okay, he stole something. Okay, he gave it back. Nothing physical happened. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
You can't pass the fact that this motherfucker stole something, though.
But they wanted him to be like, like everybody else, just go along with the bullshit. Yeah. Okay, you got my son out. Thank you. Keep moving. Now, boy, like, no, you're not finna go along with the bullshit.
LeVar, I think LeVar embarrassed, though, for real. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think President Trump had really nothing to do with it, for real. I think that Chinese billionaire had more influence on the situation, for real.
I think it was a trade-off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because he had a meeting with China anyway, so he was there anyway, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like he was there for LiAngelo Ball and
they
them.
Stole Gucci sunglasses.
Something they could have found in the United States somewhere.
Sunglasses about $5 a piece. They stole about three different stores. Why are you stealing sunglasses, bro?
Something he could have found. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know,
China, that's like, that's 10 years over there. Like they're not playing about this stealing shit over there.
Nah,
he lucky he ran to the billionaire. He lucky he liked the team.
I think Trump gave China some, you know, for the trade of them three players. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. But hey, I mean, oh, and last but not least, I'm sorry, I got something else to talk about. The Black Friday chaos, dog. Have you been seeing the videos? People been tripping over Black Friday, but it's every year.
It is every year.
I get it. I'm not gonna. I would be happy with Black Friday, bro, when they decide to come out with. Let me make sure I get my voice together. I would be happy when Black Friday decides, like when the police come out with Black Friday. If you got warrants, 50% off the warrants.
Yeah, I love that. Drop all your warrants only on Friday
Drop
night.
Drop all the warrants only on Friday. Black Friday sale going on. Look, the DMV, take half off your plates. Black Friday.
Let's do something that can help the community. This shopping.
If you're on child support, for that month only, 20, 40, 50% off. You know what I'm saying? Show proof, though. You got to show the proof. Then I'll be happy with Black Friday.
Tax out my house for a month. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that's going to help me. I'm going to store a fight over a 40-inch TV.
Right.
Man, I'm not going to be fighting over a goddamn
Let's
TV,
let Black Friday need to be meaningful. I think that's a word.
I think Black Friday is stupid, man.
Man, I ain't going to say all that.
Sitting
man.
Outside
it's a great
the store.
Idea.
You went in there sit outside your kids' graduation that goddamn long.
No. If you ain't paid your taxes in 4 years, Black Friday sale only, take 2-3 years off of you. Just pay the last thing. Just pay the last bill. Just pay that.
Man, sit outside a goddamn store.
Walmart, Target, everything will be empty, bro.
You just camping outside.
People gonna pay
Black
the
Friday
off.
Go in the store, they'll be fighting for no goddamn reason. Man, people be straight fighting, man. You be like, is these people serious?
Throwing hands. For Black Friday sales. And half of them don't even get what they want, so you were sitting outside for nothing.
Matter of fact, I don't think I ever went to Black Friday, to be honest with you.
Never?
Nah, man.
Never. I went to Black Friday, man. They was fighting over towels. 50-cent towels, dog.
They do Black Friday at Family Dollars.
What you going to get from Family Dollar that you can't get now?
Black Friday at Dollar General.
Man, come on, like man. I said, Black Friday at the police station. Get the warrants up. Hey, Black Friday bond day.
Ferguson ain't going for that shit. Well, you come in for get your warrant. You're going to come and get booked.
Yeah, let's have a Black Friday bond day. If you in jail, you had the opportunity to call your relatives. Black Friday, we'll take 50-60% off if they come up with the paper.
We're going to Black Friday. I'm not going.
Tell you got relatives going to be like, I'm going to just leave that nigga in there. I'm mad at him anyway. Like, that's deep.
Fighting over towels, clothes, man. That shit ridiculous, man.
Okay, yeah. So, next, we're going to get right into it. You got shout-outs you want to give to anybody? Shout-out to Starbucks, y'all. Starbucks. You know, we definitely. What you drinking over there, Mike? You
free got Starbucks coffee. French vanilla.
French vanilla, huh?
A little bit of cream.
Just a tad bit of cream. Okay, y'all. So, like I said, you want to give a shout out to anybody? You know what I'm saying? Somebody.
Shout out to everybody that's doing positive things nowadays.
I respect that, Mike. I respect that. I definitely want to take the time to give a shout out to. As you can see, if y'all been watching college basketball, man, we got two players who went to Jenny's High School, where I'm from, and they've been killing it. You know what I'm saying? Playing Division One. One of them knocked off Maryland, man, with the game winner. Shout out to Courtney, and shout out to Brandon Hollins, high flyer, played for Portland State. You know what I'm saying? And he got the... hey, he got, I think if he continues to stay focused, he will definitely make it to the league. You know, the sky's the limit these days for both of them, Courtney and Brandon. Salute to y'all. Shout out to y'all, man. Continue to do what y'all doing, man, because everybody, not only in Jenny's, everybody around the world is seeing y'all, man, and y'all progressing each and every day, man. So salute to that. And we're going to get right into the topic, yo, man. Like, dude, this topic is going to be very interesting, Mike. I found this on Facebook. So I don't know who it was by, but I'm going to read it to you. And it says, I'm 26 years old. My parents died when I was 14 years old. Then I dropped out of school because no one could afford to pay my fees. Damn. I did met this guy when I was 16, and he sent me back to school. And he was selling fruits on the street. I don't know what fruits are. But
me either.
Selling apples, oranges.
Kind of fruit you sell?
That's some, just trying to pay her fees off, though, her school fees. He then got a job as a truck driver and sent her to college. Now that she is working as a lawyer, her problem is she can't continue with this relationship. Like, she don't want to be with him no more. Damn. But she don't know how to tell him that she don't want to be with him. She feel like he's not husband material. So she's looking at it like, what should she do?
Leave him.
Nah. Yeah, right. I think she should have told. I don't know, bro. I feel like she's in a messed up situation.
Let me ask you, how old is the guy? How many years he got on him?
About
10 years, 12
years? Man, maybe more than that.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying? He was selling fruits on the street. So, and then got a job as a truck driver.
Was she late 20s, early 30s?
She was, when she met him, she was 16.
Damn, she's 16. How's he?
Man, exactly.
Fucking selling fruit.
Bro. Y'all do the math. I don't know. But
damn, he can't get it up.
What? So should she leave him is the question.
He helped out. He put on her feet. She felt like you too old to start a family. Or
she said she wants somebody in her category. Like, she's a lawyer. She wants some, around her age. She wants somebody that's a lawyer like her, that's got a career. So selling fruit ain't a career. Them niggas be on the block every day selling fucking fruit. Don't you say that man ain't got no damn career.
So I sold fruit to get you to college.
Exactly.
Good enough now.
This nigga night and day.
Ungrateful motherfucker.
He don't get a check in the mail or deposit.
Ungrateful.
He don't get a direct deposit, but damn it, some money's coming up. That sound like a career. If you can spend your entire life selling drugs on the street, if you on the block every day waiting for that crackhead to come through or somebody to get some, that's a career. That I ain't saying it's the best career. I ain't saying that's the best career, but damn it, it's something. It's better than what niggas, like people that don't have nothing.
So she's saying she don't want to be with him because his age? Or?
She's just saying she don't want to be with him because his age, for one, and she just grew out of him. Like, yeah. Now that she's a lawyer, 16. She got money, she feeling herself, he's old, she thank him for everything
he did.
It's
like the relationship I set up when the old man came to him for the money.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Jada Pinkett in the bed looking crazy.
Real stupid. So now she says she's ready to leave him. I think she should have, like, when she got on her feet, when she got old enough. I won't even say old enough. It should have been a time and place where she should have straight told him, like, look, I'm not with it. I don't want to be with you, you know. But it's hard for somebody to get out of a situation like that.
Yeah, it's hard, man. He fucking around and kill you, man. Hey, man, I see it all the time.
You don't want to think.
Snap,
like,
goddamn.
You don't want to think like that, but this dude contribute a lot to her.
Somebody come in and
it's gonna be hard as hell for her to leave.
Somebody come in, you think I'm just gonna move out of the way that easy?
She gonna have to give him a bag, and I do mean bag of money. I ain't talking about a bag of food.
He probably got a house full.
Oh yeah, he, like you said, he got a job as a truck driver. So truck drivers make money, especially you going from town to town.
7,000 to 8,000 a year, something like that.
You know what I'm saying? He paid for her fees to get back in school and to college.
I'm grateful, motherfucker, man.
Selfish as hell, dog.
Damn, I'm grateful, motherfucker. He probably 60. She probably 35 or something.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, it's the age driven problem. It got to be the age driven.
I think, why don't she just make the dude her sugar daddy?
Make him the side guy.
You can't be when you hit 60, you can't be the side guy. You got to be the sugar daddy that just, you know, throw a couple dollars here, baby. Go ahead and get you a new purse. But she just might do a couple dances for you, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that's,
and go about your business.
That situation kind of hard. Somebody, they might end up on Snap.
That situation is hard, man.
Man, you talking to this guy. He looked out for you since you was 16. And you're going to say, fuck him when you get 30-something and get your career going. And he got you all this, got you the house, got you the cars. And you said, fuck him now.
My biggest thing is, you was on your own at 14. Where the hell was any other relatives
at? Mama and daddy at? Damn.
That, I don't 14? Get that. You know, Facebook, you know, they don't tell us everything. But I felt like that was an interesting post. Like, damn.
Who wrote that? Let me see that.
I don't know who wrote it. Whoever wrote it, salute.
Holla at me.
Follow the Inside Scoop and please say you did. Because that's it. Like, your family, you nobody.
Sure, you sure that post ain't your post?
Ooh. Damn.
Damn. You know some people figure to write this shit about their friends, really be about them.
Right. I'm asking for a friend and shit. Nah, bro, that's for you, my nigga.
Like, what? Well, that was you?
That was for you, my nigga. You going through some situations, but.
They got Viagra out there, man. All type of shit you can take, man. He good.
They got them Chinese pills. Hey, you know, you go right to the gas station, they got them little Chinese pills right in the window. Like, bro, ain't nobody
he got
about
technology
to
get up now.
Ain't nobody ain't about no, to touch that shit.
He got the technology to never quit.
Nah,
he right. Always going to bust one.
No comment.
2017.
No
fucking something out there strong for him.
Okay, so I'm going to change it up real quick, man. We're going to talk about, did you hear the story about Terry Crew? About the celebrity assault or whatever happened to him. Anyway, basically, somebody, I forgot the man's name. He basically, he like sexually harassed Terry Crews, like grabbed the man junk, as he said. You know what I'm saying? He was at a party with his wife. Dude was just looking at him, sticking his tongue out at him. You know what I'm saying? Doing sexual stuff to him.
Well, that was kind of,
That's tough. What do you do in that situation, Mike?
Man, he didn't grab my balls like
he
that.
He grabbed his junk. Not more than once.
You got to die.
You got to die.
Yeah, Terry Crew, hey man. 6'3", 240.
Defensive linebacker.
What's the guy's name? What he's a high executive guy.
I forgot his name.
High agency or something like that. He's like Eddie Murphy agency.
Adam Sandler.
What's this guy?
He was a lot of people. He did a lot of business with a lot
like
of
that.
People.
He's a guy in Hollywood that you need to go see you trying to get on for real.
Yeah.
And he groped Terry Crew, he grabbed his hand and grabbed his hand, put on top of his ball, bro, in front of his man wife. Man, I don't know. I don't know, man. I think I would have lost it, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You would have lost it?
No, you ain't grab my ball, bro.
What?
I got money put up. I'm about to whoop you. I gotta whoop you, dog.
But in that situation, he said his wife straight told him, like, look, honey, you a celebrity now. You can't be, you know, violence can't be the answer for you no more.
You goddamn lie.
You try, man, to go to court and see what happened to you.
Man,
you know, courtroom is not meant for black people.
They got proof that he groped him twice.
That might be his party.
He licked his tongue at him.
That might be his party. So technically, he ain't got no evidence.
In 2017, I know they got cameras somewhere in that motherfucker.
Nobody saw that.
Hey, man, somebody had to see that shit, man.
Yeah, he asked Adam Sandler.
He said,
like,
he pushed him to the other crowd. People fell back. Like, what you doing, man?
He asked Adam Sandler, like, yo, dog, what's up with your boy? He's like, I don't know.
I'm saying, so I'm used to that. What you mean? That's what he said. I'm used to that. Man, come on, man. You can't tell me Terry Crew knew that shit before he came to that party, man. Come on, man. You crazy motherfucker. Now you gonna get on. You gonna wait 2 months later to bring that shit up?
That's a hard come conversation on, to bring up,
that's
bro.
Some bullshit.
You bring it to the public, and you know how TMZ and everybody they turn the story around. You bring that to TMZ or anybody, they were like, oh, you gay. Why you wait so long?
Man, touch your ball in front of your wife. What would you do?
Hey, he did what he could. He pushed him. Hey, I probably
would. What he could.
I probably would have slapped him,
man,
dog.
I probably tried to punch a hole in his head, man.
But he did say when he got to the car, he almost yanked the steering wheel off the car.
Now he ain't gonna yank. Man, go to court, get your pistol, come back and pistol whoop his ass. Gratis. The stern man do shit, man, to you.
You know the courtroom ain't meant for him. He's not gonna win that case.
Let me be 6'3". I'm 6 feet.
My thing is, what the hell was your wife doing? Man. Like, baby, go get him. Get him. Hey. Get him. Because you see, I can't do nothing because you told me that, you know, violence ain't the key. So, baby, you get him.
Man.
Take your heel off
that
and beat
shit
him.
Right there. That's kind of strange, my nigga.
That's how it's strange.
Man, he grabbed his ball, licked his tongue at him.
Yeah.
And then he pointed out and told him he want him.
He was like, the more force he gave him, the more he kept, like, sticking his tongue out at him.
Like
whoa, you dealing with something that's not human. You might want to leave the party.
You told him I'll fuck your career up, you don't come with me. God damn.
No, I won't have a career then. You know he was a football player. He said that didn't work. It's time to leave, bro. It's time to leave. But like, all joking aside, so you would try to fight him if he did that to you?
Yeah, I probably would, man. Man, you gotta think, man. Sometimes your moral, you gotta have morals, bro. I heard, like, ain't no man finna broke my ball, bro, twice, bro. it ain't no hall pass for that shit, cuz. Like,
you said ain't no hall pass?
Nah, fuck that, no hall pass, bro. Like, ain't no hall pass, bro.
His wife told him.
Man, fuck something.
Violence ain't the key,
shit,
baby.
It ain't the key, but goddamn it, he gotta learn, goddamn it, I gotta teach him. He not grabbing my balls. Now I'm finna stand and let you grope me in front. You disrespect me in front of my wife, bro.
But his wife ain't even say nothing. She looking at
him. I'm probably gonna be arguing with my wife when I get home, goddamn it.
Like that, I think I enjoyed that, honey.
He arguing with the Sternwell. Sternwell do shit to you. Get him. Sternwell look at his tongue at you. Sternwell trying to get you home safe. Goddamn you. Get him.
Man.
You 6'3", 240 runner. You work out 3 hours a day. Get him.
Right.
Ain't no way he get a hall pass for that shit, dog.
Ain't no hall pass for that.
No, man.
So Terry Crews should have just beat him senseless.
Man, he should have. I ain't saying he could have whooped him. He could have smacked the shit out of his ass, though. Man, don't play me like that. I don't get down like that. Fuck wrong with you, man? And kept it moving. That's it.
Yeah, I feel you.
I wonder how he went home and slept that night. Did his wife give him something that night?
Well, he said,
God damn.
In the video, he said, like, he'll wake up every day and be like, did this really happen?
Man, damn right. We got it on tape, too. You can see this shit. It happened. He grabbed your ball. Then he licked his tongue at you like he wants you.
Yeah.
He said, I chose you tonight. Come on. You 6'3", you black, and I want you.
Damn. All that, huh? He said all that.
I want you. Come on.
No.
I got Eddie. I got everybody. I want you.
That's crazy.
Man, Hollywood motherfucker, man.
My thing is, you play that awkward role in every movie.
Every movie. I ain't never
every seen. Every movie. I have never seen Terry Crews play a role of, like, a normal role of any action movie. He gotta play that awkward, I'm gonna use awkward, hey. Character.
Motherfucker, Curry, motherfucker, touch him, look at him, he played awkward Curry. Man, ain't no way, man. That's that disrespectful, bro.
Like, nah, that's rough.
You tell me you made all the moves. You ain't got no money put up for a rainy day to smack the shit out of
you. You ain't got no bond money put up.
I got a million shit up if I can wait to fuck my career just in case something happened. I'm not gonna let you humiliate me like that. I gotta go home. I gotta answer my kid. Damn, they let the man grab your balls? Damn, daddy.
And that's another thing. Oh, you went to the news, and you know your kids. We live in a world where kids got access to technology where they can see this stuff. They can type in daddy's name and be like, daddy, what is this about? Well, the suspect grabbed Terry Crews' balls. Like, what? Daddy, who's the man that grabbed your balls? Like, no, really?
Daddy grabbed your balls, nigga.
Man.
Yeah, balls, nigga.
Yeah, and he's like, there should be justice. I'm like, dog.
Justice? What you want?
It's not gonna work out right for you in court, dog. It's not gonna work out right for you.
Of course, so you want justice for a man grabbing your dick? how we should charge you then? What the fuck, man? Look,
you're like, I want this
his
man,
ass.
I want this man arrested for sexual harassment.
Man, you should have whooped his ass.
Sexual harassment. What do you do? He grabbed my balls.
You a grown 6'3".
You didn't do nothing?
48-year-old man. Grab your balls.
He said, I turned the other cheek, officer. You lucky he didn't get that either.
This ain't the time to turn the other cheek, bro.
This ain't time to turn no damn cheek.
Whoop his ass, dog. Let him know not to grab another black man that tall again, goddamn it.
Yeah, Terry Crews made us look a little soft out here.
He do that shit. He been like that dude walk around, do that shit at every port, just grab motherfucker. Oh, man, he just banned him. Fuck that. Knock his ass out. Let him know. I'm not playing with you, man.
They should have got a Heineken bottle. I ain't gonna waste the expensive bottles. Get a Heineken bottle and go across from to the head all the way to the jaw. And just slap the bottle right there on his face.
You know who he wouldn't grab motherfucking Samuel Jackson like that. He wouldn't grab Denzel like that. You know who the fuck to grab, man.
You know who he's going after.
Man, come on, man. Fuck out of here, man. He just grabbed Terry Crews. Fuck on, man.
Okay.
He gonna cry about it. I can't sleep at night. I wake up like this really happened. Yes, it did happen. He grabbed it twice.
Man, he gave you one to grow on. Bro, that's sick as hell, man. Dog.
Man, he can fuck around. White girl divorce that man, dog.
Yeah, I think the wife, she probably, you know what? You know, I ain't gonna disrespect the wife like that, man. Hey, next we got a quick commercial break. We're gonna get right into petty time, y'all. This is Scoop Grady. You listen to the Inside Scoop.
I know it's not petty time.
Oh, hell no.
That's right, y'all. Petty time. Top 5 male violations and top 5 ladies need to stop. And we're gonna start with the male violations. So, Mike, do you got one, man, of number 5?
That's what we're gonna start. What is it?
Gonna start with number 5. Oh, okay, I got it. Number 5. If you talking to your boy and when y'all get ready to get off the phone, he say bye.
You know, you be on say it again.
You know, you be on the phone with your boy like, all right, dog, I'm gonna hit you right back. All right, bye. Wait,
bye.
What? Bye.
Man,
no.
Violation. Don't say bye to
just
me,
hang up the goddamn phone.
Let's hang up, man. Hang up on me, man. Let's hang up on me, goddamn. Hang up. Let's hang up, hang up, hang up. Fuck, goodbye.
No, bro. Don't fucking bye.
Oh, you all right? Did I hurt you? What, nigga?
What? Hurt me? All right, man. So don't start that shit. Okay, number 4. If you roll with your boy and for whatever reason, he look at you and say, I know you tired. We're about to leave. Why you caring for that nigga like that? Bro, don't care for me like that. Hey, Mike, ain't this what you said? No. Hey, shouldn't no dude care for no man like that?
Don't care for me like that, bro. I don't care for myself like that, goddamn. Are you all right? Are you cool?
What?
You had that mustard drink? Man, who the fuck is you, man?
All right.
My guardian angel? Fuck away from me, man. I don't care if I crash this motherfucker, man. Don't say nothing to me, man. Fuck away from me, man.
Number 3. If a dude wore ankle socks with a ball on the back, bro.
That's the newest shit y'all nigga be doing.
Nah.
Ball socks on the back and shit. Niggas ain't 1990, nigga. Jumping right around the rope and shit.
Bro,
like
you got
cool.
That little pink ball that's wiggling around when you walk on the back of your ankle sock, bro. Something wrong. You should be get your ass whooped. I don't know, dog. That's not cool. Number 2. If you have a discussion with somebody while you pissing in John.
Hey, I'm pissing when I have a hope. Man, look, shut the fuck up.
I put my head down when I piss, bro.
Yeah,
we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Did you win? Look, dog, I'm trying to piss over it, bro.
We ain't got a damn thing to talk about, dog. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Yeah, you know, I hit the number 8 hard 8. What the fuck you talking about, man?
Like, yeah, so where you from, man? Dog, really? Dog, I'm trying to handle business over here, dog. Go on to work.
Yeah, that's a man violation, bro.
That's a man violation to the core, dog. You want to get number 1, Mike? We already on number 1, Mike.
Don't text a grown man phone and say bridge.
And say who?
Bridge. Meet me at bridge.
Three-ish? What's that?
Like, motherfucker text say bridge. Okay. He say okay. He say K.
Oh, no.
Fuck wrong. What the fuck is wrong? Don't. Nah. Man, look. Nah, bro, dude, tell me. He said K. I didn't hear him snapped on his ass, man. I down there broke my iPhone 7 for that shit, man. You gonna text K? What?
Nah, that's no.
Hey, I look at the phone like, damn, did I text the wrong? Did I text somebody the wrong person?
Right.
Text me K. That's a man, but don't text no man K. Hey you. Don't text no man.
Hey, what? No. Hey, hell no.
Hey, don't text you. Don't text one single letter to me.
All right, so that was the top 5 male violations. So now we're gonna go into top 5 ladies need to stop. And number 5, it's getting cold outside. It's getting close to Christmas. Ladies, do not call your fucking ex talking about, so what you getting me for Christmas? Hell for nothing. Did you cheat on that nigga? No. It's always the chicks that cheat on a nigga that be mad because the nigga won't talk to him. Like, bitch, you cheated.
Number 4, stop cutting your hair off to put a wig on. God Ooh. Damn. Ooh. They cut their hair off and throw a wig on their head for what?
Hey, women got the change up. And ran with it, dog.
And stop dying your hair. That purple shit, green shit. Stop watching Love and Hip Hop bullshit. That shit is number entertainment. That's hey, not you know real what? Life.
That's gonna be number three. Stop letting these damn reality chicks be your role model. Just cause this bitch got ran by three niggas on the show don't mean you supposed to go and do it.
Bro, they make a hoe look good on that show. Bruh, God damn.
Hoes are winning.
She fucked four niggas. All of them on the show.
They do bad things, but bad is right to them. And they get away with it, bro. You notice every chick that's on a reality show damn near or is either a rapper or a fucking model.
Or a side bitch. What's it? A stripper.
That turned into a rapper.
Yeah, Cardi B was a stripper, wasn't she?
Jocelyn Hernandez.
Yeah,
was a stripper and became a rapper.
Yeah, nigga like Stevie Smith gonna save the motherfucker.
Stevie J.
Save motherfucker.
Hey, you gotta give Stevie J credit, bro.
I'm been saving no
He changed their life for the better. And on top of that, he banged them and they don't be mad at him.
Saving their lives.
That's tight. Stevie J, what's the formula? I know some people that need the formula. What we at? Number two. Ladies, because it's cold outside, that does not give you the green light to let your bush grow. It's cold. I need something to keep my hands warm. What? And if people don't know what I'm talking about when I say bush, just think about it. Let it marinate. Women, because it's winter, you should not have a Kobe fro.
Good one.
Hell no. Cancel that shit.
Let me think of another women value.
You got number one. Wow. Number one.
It's like number one and a half. Let me think.
Damn. Number one and a half.
Women with broke iPhones still trying to get your number.
Damn.
Man, women violation. Get your phone fixed first.
Nah, okay, that's 1B. I mean, what was that? 1A or 1B?
1A, 1B, 1B.
All right, I got the next one. Ladies, if you know your damn phone off, don't have that nigga text you to say, like, you know what? My phone about to go dead. Text me real quick. Oh, no, don't call it. Don't call it. Just text me. Okay. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again. Like, damn. You reached a subscriber.
Let me get my government phone out and take this number down.
Bro, you know Chase got the government on deck just in case they don't want to really pay that some bitch.
Government phone. Oh, that's their Fed phone.
That's their Fed.
Free phones.
All right, so that was top five ladies need to stop, y'all. Hey, I want to thank Mike for coming out again, man. Mike, I don't know how many times you're going to be on this damn show, but I really appreciate you every time you come, man. Definitely showing love for the Inside Scoop, y'all. And if you haven't, please go and subscribe to the Inside Scoop on SoundCloud, YouTube, and iTunes, I'm sorry. And support and just tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, what's taking over the internet, y'all. And I'm going to leave y'all with words of wisdom. Mike, you want to put your social media out there or anything?
Yeah.
For them chicks with them government phones.
I want all women with cracked screens, iPhones, and government phones. Mike Dow, Facebook, Instagram is Ambition98, Snapchat is Ambition98. Women with government phones and cracked iPhones, holler at me. If your phone ain't cracked, don't call me. I want your shit cracked up, so when I put my number, I cut my hand when I put my number on your phone and shit.
Wow. All right, y'all, so I'm going to leave you with words of wisdom, y'all, and it's real simple. Stop hating on the next dude because he got something good going. If you put in the effort the same way that person did, man, you'll get results. You got to sacrifice. You got to put a little faith into it, and you'll get results. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scoop Grady, and this is the Inside Scoop. Take care and good night.
This has been an exclusive scoop. Thank you.